in other seva. So Gopal, the very very
little boy,
of about 7 or 8, he took water in a earthen pot, kamandalu, and he went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any lonely place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once did like so, catch it for, very tight. The boy asked, "What you are doing?" Then he told that, "Oh Gopal, I have no control upon my tongue. She always takes Krishna. But when a man goes to Latin, at that time he is not pure. So I want to stop the to take name. But it does not comes in my control and always chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram." I tried my level best, but I could not. Now I have, how you can do? So I have slightly handled it. So I don't want to take Krishna when I am not pure. Then he told the Prabhu, "Excuse me, if a man is going to die and he lying down on the bed and letting is going on automatically, he has no control over urine and letting. What should he do? At that time, his life is going, Atma is going. Whether he should take name or not, Krishna. If he does not take at that time Krishna name, then he will go to hell. So, he should take her name or not?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once laugh and what?
Let go.
Left the tongue
and told that, "Oh, brave boy, now you are Gopal Guru. Only a charge and Guru can tell like so. So you are, from today you are Acharya, you are Guru of whole world. And you can teach whole world because you have taught me, so you are. We should always chant Krishna name, either going to Latin, Yuril, or any time. At the time of dying, at the time of taking birth, no impure thing is there. Every impure will be turned into pure. If Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna." Then Mahaprabhu left his tongue and he is really laughing. And this Gopal became Gopal Guru. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he ordered Gopal Guru that, "I am going, but you should preach my name and the way of sadhan bhajan, what I have told you. Don't be worried." So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, at the time of his aprakat, you know, Gopal was there like Guru, and he knew Ashtakaliya Lila Paddhati and Archan Paddhati two ways, by Bhagavat and Archan Paddhati. he mixed both according to qualification and yogyata. Qualification?
Qualification, adhikari.
Adhikari. Those who can do house seva, they should do house seva by Ashtakali Lila and all other things. Always remembering Krishna's pastime, in which he has some greed. No? Understanding? He should develop his all these things. And those who have not peace, they should be archan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Guru, Guru Rupi Sakhi, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Krishna Radha, or Gaur Gadadhar, or Gaur Nityananda. From Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar is some higher level. And those who think that Gaur Gadadhar is Radha and Krishna, more better, both combined, they should do all archana. And then that bhav and this archana should be mixed together. Then it will come prem seva. And after that, this will be left, archan and all other things, and valni bhav seva. These are
steps.
So in, he has written some books. Bhajana Paddhati, he has written. And his shishya was, disciple was Dhyan Chandra. He wrote also Paddhati, Siddha Paddhati. But always we should see that bhav seva, who will, they can try, they can have grief like Raghunath Das Swami in Bilap Kushmandir, or Krishna Bhavana Mitra by Vishwanath Jagwati. There should not be any one of gopi, but only they should have the idea that I should have a seva like them. Only that. Siddha Sarir ki kalpana mat karo. Don't imagine anything. Only you can do prarthana, prarthana means prayer, to have all these things. By doing so, by the grace of Krishna or his associates, Siddha Sarir will come here automatically. Then, being one of them, we can go up. But if this stage is not coming, then this one will pray for all this. Understand? This is very most important thing for Raghunatha. We will pray for all this, to have Raghunatha Bhakti. But I cannot be Lalita Sakhi, Isaka Sakhi, or any of them. Don't imagine yourself as a gopi. You only pray that gopi bhav should come in my heart. But don't be any gopi. Or anything of Raja. By doing so, if Krishna will see and his associates will see that it is proper time to manifest that bhav, then Siddha bhav will come and then we will do like that. So, Uddhar, what is name? Uddhar? Gopal Guru was doing like this. Dhyan Chandra was, when he became old, he told that I will leave this body in 2 or 3 days at just time. Also that he is quite well, how he will go? He told the judges, at this time I will go. He be ready. Dhyanchanda, one of the most
prominent
beloved
disciple
of Gopal Guru, he was watching. He saw that he sat on the asan before Thakur, Radhakant. He left his body. He told that I will go to Vrindavan and left the body. His body was given to Samadhi and all were weeping. Dhyanchand became mad in his separation. He was so mad, so mad. After so many days, he at once, there came the king and the officer of king and told that this deity and this temple is mine, is not yours, because Kashi Mishra has not written any will for you. He has not given you. So you should go out of this. He told that, after Kashi Mishra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the master of this whole land and Radhakanda Math. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to Dharan Dattu Thakur and Guru Gopal. And he is my guru, so I have come. So proper charing, I am the master of this, I am doing seva puja. I am not master, but I am seva. If I live this seva, I will die. No harm, you should die, but this I will do. He told that, give me some time to. Then, at the same time, some Vaishnava from Vrindavan reached Jagannath Puri, and they meet with Sadhyan Chandra. And they told that your Gurudev, we have seen your Gurudev is chanting Harinam under Bansibat. And he is doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, with so much bhava. They told that, you have seen there? I have seen. Then I must go there. So he, without telling any other, without information, he went on foot in Vrindavan. After so many months he reached there and he went to Bansibar and he saw that his guru was there and was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He did pranam and did parikrama and he folded his hand and prayed that, O Gurudev, leaving us, how you are here? We are going to die and you are so much, you are doing Harinam here. You should come with me. But he told that, I will never go. I am very much satisfied in Vrindavan. I am doing sadhana. I will not go. Then king's persons are driven out us. There is a, in our garden, there is a neem tree. Cut it down. And that neem tree, you make a statue of myself, a Sivigraha, like me. And I will sit there. And then you should pray what you want and you can talk what you want. And I will reply and do everything what you want. No need of going. What I will do, this Vigraha will be there. Then he came, weeping, and he came and cut that neem tree and then made a very beautiful figure like Gopal Guru. And in front of
Radhakant,
he
established there and he used to deliver verses and talk all affairs. And he also talked, being in Vipra. He told that the king's person are again coming. You should tell, oh yes, I am doing. So he came to in the Swapna.
Dream.
He went to king and told, oh, why we are doing so? If he'll do, I will do sarvanas to you. Sarvanas means?
Some danger,
give
some trouble to you?
Sarvanas means, I will kill you. And take everything what I have given you. Don't disturb that. He should do everything. Don't disturb. Then king said, like this, I will not do. Please excuse me. Then king himself came and told that anyone not disturbing, you should do as you are doing. It will be as hereditary for you, and you, your disciple, that disciple, that's it, they can be. So up till now, so don't see that Vigraha as a deity, not as a only Vigraha, but himself. If you want to talk him, you can talk also. But talk like Dhyanchand.
Why now in that Gambhir do they sing another mantra? It seems that they're singing Upper Sampradaya mantra. When did it change like that? Did it became not Sampradaya?
They don't know anything. Any person comes and takes mantra, and they take mantra Kling Krishnaya, Sring Krishnaya, Gopijana Vallabhaya, then Narayani Vallabhaya Swaha. They change
everything.
They don't know what it is.
Just gradually over time, things became covered up.
A man was cutting grass and he told that I am not getting food and I cannot manage my samsara. Now, I want to live in this mud. I will do some seva. Yes. They gave base, mantra, and engaged in seva. He does not want to bhakti vigra. He will tell that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They told him?
Not me, another person.
Another person.
I was just
saying. Okay, Gopal Guru is Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Who is Gopal Guru in Krishna Lila?
Gopal Guru? Any Manjari? Manjari are Sakhi. Among eight Sakhi. I don't remember. I will tell it to you.
When Mahaprabhu came to Kasi Mishra's house, he showed Kasi Mishra his forearm form.
No.
It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Who saw?
I thought I saw in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he revealed one forearm form for Kasi Mishra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
It
I can show you?
Because they were all Jagannath Sevak, and Jagannath is 400.
So
Vishnu, so they can see. So, to make him believe, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like.
Yesterday somebody asked me at Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, how he is the Namacharya if he has not got a role, a position in serving Radha and Krishna? Because the perfection of chanting Naam is to understand
Brahma
Radha
Krishna. Brahma, how Brahma is Acharya? Like Brahma? Like Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is not Acharya.
But the perfection of Nam seems to be to enter into Vrindavan Dham.
Nam are so of kind, with Aishwarya and without Aishwarya. Madhurya. He was doing prachar of Acharya like a general mass. So he got that. Thus today, here you can come, but it will be very now at first we should know what is bhava, what is bhava, and then what is bhava, and then try to read and understand where this bhava can be understood. In what person, in Chaitanya Chaitanya, or in Bhakti Goswami, or in the books of our Sarva Goswami, Adi Goswami, we always
collect it,
always putting it.
Research.
Search for it.
Search.
In what chapter, in what conversation, where these are. Then we'll try to read and to understand by Vaishnavas that and how can we achieve. Then from early stage, Shraddha, this is the seed of Bhakti, is of two kinds, are of two kinds, Lohumai and Shastra Sarsi. Understand?
Greed.
Greed takes us to Radha. And what the Bhagavad Gita is? And Shastra Shasanmai takes it to Vaidhi Marga. We should adopt Vaidhi Marga. But try to follow also Radha. Doing Vaidhi Bhakti, our bhava will come towards Radha. Early, to hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Rupa Sanatana, Raghunath Das Goswami, and in Bhagavad 10th. If we feel pleasure, some ruchi, in that thing, that we should know that greed is
automatically
internal. So fully greed should come. And if greed comes, then it will begin from ruchi. And easily it will reach in asakti.
Nishtha does not greed.
In greed, Nishtha gallops as a horse gallops. No anartha nivritti of it.
You said 50%.
Gallop. In Vaidhi Bhakti, you have the top of this time. But if I am seeing that I have some greed, and also there are so many things, Nishtha is not there, and there are so many anartha things, I have some attachment with worldly things, with this woman,
with Pratishtha. Pratishtha is fame. And this
money.
Then you should think that real bridge is not. This bridge is only worldly. It will not be. So you have to change. You have to do Vaishnava. And have prayers to for this. When galloping stage will come, he will not see towards another. Not anything. Jumping it will go. It will take a Ruchi. And Ruchi wants to also jump. So he is jumping asana. But there should be certainly greed, actual. Our greed is not actual of it, up till now. But a greed very lean and thin, like trade coming. So let it be so far. Then it will have power to gather. Now we can be, as I tangle in money, you can, she can give you that. And take anything. I want faith. And oh, you are like God. You are certainly acharya. You can give me. You are Mukta Mahapurusha. Oh, yes. This is not. So, this is right. Doing always by the body. And according to our avatar and yogyata qualification, we should try to have that dream, actual dream, from actual Vaishnava, living, listening, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, of ragatmik Vaishnava. Ragatmik, you know? Subal Sudam Sukham and Gopi with Krishna. When Krishna is playing with boys, Sakha, the Sakha or Sakha, Krishna is out of Sakha. When he is a supported boy, when the Yashoda gets it with milk and the milk, he supports, nourishes. Then Krishna becomes like a child. He cannot do like this. He cannot move. He cannot take the breast of her mother, his mother. Yashoda will get her breast in the mouth of Krishna. Understand? Samajh rahe hain? क्या समझ
रही है? कृष्ण अपने आप अपने मैया के स्तर नहीं पी सकते हैं, मैया उनके मुख में देती है
लेकर के गोदी में, यहाँ पर दे करके
मैया
अपने दूध पिलाती है। इस उस
समय जानती नहीं है कि कैसे मैया का दूध पी
रही है। एंड व्हेन ही विल विद गोपी
फिर भी
वेरी
स्लीव
किशो फिर विल बी लाइक एरो And this in a shooting position. Anyone can come, he will shoot down. she will take flight. And Krishna will take everything, leaving there nothing. His mind and everything. And giving everything to you.
In the, I was reading Vrindavan Mani Mamrita, and Prabodhananda Saraswati says, within the splendid ocean of light,
manifested from the beef syllable of the Kama Gayatri Mantra, the sweet abode of Vrindavan is manifest. So it's hard for me to understand that. The whole spiritual abode exists in this one syllable. I think also here, in Brahma Samhita also he says.
You see, these lovers, both have mercy. And you know that if it is mercy. So this is the thing that in this Krishna, Gopi, and Radhika, all kinds of love, and everything is in there, found there. By worshipping this mantra for a long time, the sprout will come, the lips will come, so many lips will come. Then flowers will come, at last will come. And after that, it will be written, and it will be there.